Kathy Jackson, advocate, Braille specialist, and mother. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Kathy Jackson. Mary Catherine Brothers, Kathy, was born on October 25, 1949, in Louisville, Kentucky, to Charles and Catherine Brothers. She is the third of nine children, four girls and five boys. Kathy was born with congenital cataracts. In 1949, few resources were available to parents of blind children. The National Federation of the Blind was only 9 years old, and the Kentucky affiliate was only 2 years old. The Brothers family had not heard of either. Her parents had never known any other blind people and couldn't imagine what the future might hold for their daughter. However, they decided that a common-sense approach was their best avenue. Luckily for Kathy, they never considered any approach to raising their blind daughter other than the methods they were using to raise their two older boys. After several eye surgeries, Kathy gained some usable vision in her right eye. At age 5, she was enrolled in a Roman Catholic school. Her parents chose this educational setting since the school offered a sight-saving class where she would have access to large print books and other materials that would make classroom work easier. Then in the fall of 1960, Kathy was enrolled at the Kentucky School for the Blind, where she remained until graduating from high school in 1967. Her parents and teachers decided that it would be more beneficial for her to attend school where she would have access to all of her textbooks in large print and, perhaps more important, where she could learn Braille. This was Kathy's first exposure to totally blind peers and adults. Although she had been around other vision-impaired students at her elementary school, the majority of them could see considerably better than she. She and her parents soon learned that blindness was simply a physical condition, certainly not one that would keep her from achieving whatever goal she set for herself. During these 7 years while attending the Kentucky School for the Blind, she began to learn not to be ashamed of her blindness. She learned to advocate for herself and others. Being student council president during her junior and senior years launched her political career. During the summer of 1967, Kathy attended the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind. An ill-advised rehabilitation counselor thought this training would be the crowning touch to prepare her for college in the fall. That summer school lighthouse class of 1967 was comprised of very bright, outgoing, normal young adults who turned the tables on the lighthouse staff and teachers. As Kathy remembers the experience, the adults were the ones to get the education when the students refused to be bound by the low expectations and negative attitudes of the staff. At this point in her life, she still had not heard about the National Federation of the Blind, but was already preaching and practicing NFB philosophy. Upon graduation from high school, Kathy attended Spalding University, formerly Catherine Spalding College in Louisville, Kentucky. She majored in psychology, minored in sociology, and took an active part in academic, student government, and social organizations. The blindness skills and attitudes she had learned at the Kentucky School for the Blind, and even the negative attitudes she had been exposed to at the Lighthouse the summer before college, were beginning to pay dividends. Kathy was growing into an adult with increasingly resolute convictions and positive attitudes. In 1972, Kathy met Betty Nicely, the longtime leader of the Kentucky affiliate and for many years a member of the NFB Board of Directors. The rest is history. This friendship began her formal Federation education. Although Kathy was slow to join the Federation, Betty never gave up on recruiting her. In 1975, Kathy became a member of the Louisville Association of the Blind, the former name of the local NFB chapter. Through the years, Kathy eventually served as secretary, vice president, and president of the National Federation of the Blind of Greater Louisville. She was also treasurer of the National Association to Promote the Use of Braille of Kentucky. In the Kentucky affiliate, she has served as board member, treasurer, first vice president, and now president. At the 2002 annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind held in Louisville, she was elected to the board of directors of the National Federation of the Blind. Kathy has held a variety of jobs through the years. During college, she was employed at the Kentucky Industries for the Blind, now LC Industries for the Blind, to do seasonal contract work. For a short time after college, Kathy worked for the state of Kentucky as a social worker in the food stamp office. After staying home to raise her daughter, Kathy has worked successfully as the program coordinator for the National Federation of the Blind of Kentucky Braille Service Center, a clerical support staff member in a law office, and the Braille clerk for the Jefferson County School System. Kathy will retire from the Jefferson County School System at the end of the 2009-2010 school year. But her favorite job of all was stay-at-home mom to her daughter, Dana Nicole. She volunteered as a classroom aide, did substitute teaching, and worked as a secretary in the principal's office. She served as president of the School Parent Teacher Association, secretary of the athletic club, and member of the parish council. In addition, she coached both the Pee Wee basketball team and the cheerleading squad. At this stage of her life, Kathy is content to spend as much time as possible with her granddaughters, Hannah and Haley. Kathy has received a number of awards for academic and athletic achievement, but the two awards she cherishes most are the Susan B. Rarick and Harold L. Reagan Awards presented to her by the NFB of Kentucky. Kathy comments that her roots and commitment to the NFB go deep and that the past 27 years are just the beginning.